In this wide world of sports, some stories can slip through the cracks.
Now, before we do this, let's go over the ground rules.
Pelican Brewing presents The Daily Ticker, where Dirt and Sprague hit the big stories you've heard about, and some you haven't.
How'd you do that?
Actually, I'm not even mad. It's amazing.
The Daily Ticker with Dirt and Sprague is brought to you by Pelican Brewing, independently brewing on the Oregon coast since 1996. Crack open a can of Beat Breaker Double IPA and take a bold, hoppy break. Pelican Brewing, born at the beach.
All right, Pelican Brewing Company presents today's Daily Ticker. Pelican invites you to take a beach break at one of their four coastal locations, Cannon Beach, Tillamook, Pacific City, and their newest location on the south end of Lincoln City. Pelican Brewing Company, born at the beach. Let's continue talking about the Final Four as it is on Saturday. We preview two of the teams. We still got Duke to go tomorrow. Today we go to Florida. The Gators are back in national relevance, and they're in the Final Four. Joining us now, Buddy Martin, been covering the Gators for a long time. Gator Bait Media down there in Florida. Buddy, good morning to you. Thanks for the time, man. It's been interesting to watch this program kind of evolve back into this point. When the coaching hire was made, was this what the thought that maybe the future could be in a couple of years? What was the thought when he was hired, and how much has he impressed here early on down in Gainesville?
Well, good morning to you out there in Oregon. I think the home of original craft beers, I'm not sure. Anyway, you know, great state, and Eugene, and of course, importantly, et cetera. Traveled out there once when I was covering the Denver Nuggets a few times. It's good to be with you. No, nobody saw this coming. I mean, look, this is their sixth trip to the Final Four. It's been a long time between drinks of water. We know Billy Donovan's era and the back-to-back championships, 06, 07. And it was the glory days. And quite frankly, I think getting back to the tournament was a priority. But nobody except the people playing the game, and Todd Golden perhaps, had any idea this team was this good, which has been kind of one of the really fun things about it. Discovery of this team is so much fun to watch. This has been, I've been covering Gator sports for, I don't know, four or five decades. This has been one of the most fun stories to cover because you got go way above expectations. You got a good story of players who like the game, who want to play, who are not opting out, who are not looking for NIL deals. They're playing the game for the love of the game and their personal gain. Just don't be Pollyannish about it. But they also just love their teammates and love playing. It's a hard thing to beat when you like this. You got to play together as Todd's got them playing right now. And what an amazing story, especially Walter Clayton.
Yeah, Walter Clayton was who I was going to ask you about because he's been the best closer, I think, in the tournament. Most people watch this kid play and it's like, where did he come from? What's the story? And it's been great to kind of learn about Walter Clayton Jr. What is the relationship with Florida? What brought him to Florida and him having this stage where he's delivering time and time again?
He's from Florida, from Lake Wales originally. He was a heck of a football player. He had offers from big-time schools, including Alabama and different. He was a heck of a football player, but he wanted to play basketball because he didn't like getting hit. Although in basketball today, you get hit quite a bit, as we found out. He comes to us from Rick Pitino. He transferred in on the transfer portal. Todd Golden had him identified, and nobody had any idea this guy was this good. By the way, he is now celebrated as the best basketball player ever in Florida basketball history.
Wow.
The people who will watch, I saw the 06 and 07 team. I loved them. Forgive me, Billy. Forgive me, Noah. Forgive me, guys. But this right, if they win right now, if they win, they go through this and they got a shot, as you know, they'll be the best basketball team and with the best basketball player ever in the history of the school.
Interesting. Wow. That's a great take.
Buddy coming in with the heat,
man, because you mentioned the back-to-back titles until UConn did it last year. That record had stood. They were the last team to do that in college basketball. Buddy Martin is our guest covering the Gators for a long time, Gator Bait Media. Now, they're playing Auburn in the Final Four, which is a rematch. They won that game. I believe it was on the road for them. How do we feel about that win translating into this weekend? What do we make of the rematch against an SEC foe?
Well, first of all, let's not be naive. Any one of these four teams show up and say they're all number one seeds.
Yeah.
They're all good players. The team playing the best right now is Florida. If you saw the video, look up the the YouTube on the Florida Auburn basketball game. They led that game by 21 points at one point, and Auburn won it by Auburn lost it by 9. They completely dominated that Auburn team. Now, are they different? Maybe. That much different. We'll see. Of course, Pearl knows Golden quite well. He kind of, he's his mentor. He found him, and he coached with him for a few years, and he's a Bruce Pearl protege. But I think the protege might be about to outstrip his mentor here. The way they played against Auburn, they completely whacked them. Now, do I expect that kind of game again? Not necessarily. But this team, keep in mind, I'm looking at the roster now. Tell me where you got a roster where 10 players can play any time in the game, by the way. Not just a substitute, spot substitutions. Someone asked me on the show the other day, what unsung player do you think could step out for Florida? I said, none, because they're all sung players. We all know about them. Every one of them, I can give you 4, 5, 6 guys that can make the difference in the game right now. But the guard play is exceptional, certainly. We know all about Walter Clayton Jr. and what he's done. Will Richard, a special as well. And then you throw in the other guys like Denzel Aberdeen, who's off the bench. He's an incredible player. Elijah Martin. All these guys are special. But the guy that seems to be getting all the run right now after he's played so well is Tommy Howell. He is amazing what he did coming off the bench, knocking down those threes as he did. And he and Walter Clayton personally saw to it that they overtook the Texas Tech in that 10-point spurt and beat them. So I would say that it's just an amazing depth. And think about this, guys. The way they win the game is they use that bench. They play all those guys almost, at least 8 or 9 of them. And by the time you get to the last 4 minutes, you're worn out. I mean, you can't keep up with these guys running. These big guys, they run. Watch them run the court. I mean, they can run the court like they're guards. So I know I'm sounding like I'm blowing smoke. I'm just telling you, this is an exceptional bunch of athletes and a terrific unit. And credit goes to Todd Golden.
Well, I'm curious, buddy, because it sounds like based on what you're talking about with the last time they played Auburn and they kind of controlled things and how much depth they have compared to maybe some of these other teams that are left here in the Final Four, you clearly like Florida. So how do you envision the game going and how much of what Texas Tech did to Florida? Because prior to that 18-4 run, I think everybody in America thought that run was going to be over for the Florida Gators with Texas Tech winning. And then they had that big spurt at the end there where they came back and won. How much of what Tech did to Florida would worry you about what Auburn potentially could do?
Well, Auburn can do a lot. They got great players, obviously. And Florida hit, I think, 10 threes against them. If Florida's shooting and Clayton's shooting the basketball, there's not much they can do, although they got their own guys who can play. I think it's a matter of rebounding. It's going to be Florida. Florida can out-rebound you. They did get on the glass offensively really well. I think it's a different, completely different kind of game when you play Auburn. You've got to limit their big guy somewhat. That's better, easier said than done. I think it'll be a play out. If Florida's shooting the basketball and they don't turn it over, which they've done a couple of times in the first half, their whole book is get down by 2 points at half or up by 2 points at half and blow them out the last 4 minutes. I think that's what they'd like to do here. But, you know, in this Final Four Saturday, the adrenaline runs pretty hard. That guys can play longer, but I was told by an old NBA coach once before, tire them out and foul them out. He said, when your legs get tired, shooters can't shoot the basketball. I didn't know what happened to Texas Tech, but they missed the front end at one-on-ones, which really killed them. Florida made their foul shots. I see it playing out kind of like it's played out the last couple of weeks, but I think Florida won the game by, 6 points or so.
We've really enjoyed the conversation, buddy. Last one for you, and sorry for the curveball, but we've had a topic on the show I'm curious to get your thoughts on because you've been around the industry a long time and you seem like an esteemed gentleman, and I want to ask you this. What is Buddy Martin's dream hot dog?
I'm not a hot dog guy, but I do like the traditional ballpark Franks.
Yeah.
You know, I think probably the Dodger dogs are as good as I've ever eaten.
Same.
I used to go there, travel to L.A. with the Nuggets basketball team. If we go to the Dodger game, we'd eat about 8 hot dogs apiece. You know, and those probably as good as you want to get. Ballpark pranks too. I like the mustard, relish, pickle, onion.
Good man.
No mayos, no ketchup. Oh, that's me.
Good choice there, buddy.
We knew you would.
Sorry, you've brought this up twice now. What years did you cover the Denver Nuggets, and what was your most fond memory when you visited Portland with the Nuggets?
Well, it's always the experience going on the road with Doug Vogt, the coach. And it was always a pleasure to be with him, because in an era today where you can't even talk to those coaches, you've got to be in a press conference. When you can go spend 4 to 6 hours in a hotel coffee shop with Doug Moe and Topper Travellini and those guys and talk ball all day long, that is no way you can go bad. But I think probably, I just remember Portland being a pleasant place, a place that obviously we know who the king was there. And it was always a pleasant experience to go there. But I loved covering the NBA back then, and not so much now. Yeah. I'm not so much of a fan of it. It's just changed. The game has changed. But it has a wonderful, mostly because in my relationships with other people, that's what it's been for almost 5 decades to me, relationships with people. I've enjoyed sports so much because of that.
Yeah, great stuff. Covering the NBA, covering college basketball. He loves a good hot dog. He's got good taste on what goes on the hot dog. Buddy Martin, the Buddy Martin Show, covering the Gators, GatorBaitMedia.com at Buddy's Show, or Buddy Show on Twitter. Go give him a follow. Buddy, thanks for the time, man. Enjoy the Final Four, and hopefully we can catch up again soon.
Pleasure. Hope so, too. Thank you, guys.